Hello again. This is Uta with more snippets. Do you need a hug occasionally? Or do you give hugs? The sycamore gum tree trunk is open for hugs now. Well, the public will soon be able to hug a piece of the illegally felled sycamore gum tree. Following public consultation, artist Charlie Winnie has created an artwork in tribute to the much-loved tree which stood beside Hadrian's Wall. A 6-foot section of the trunk was preserved after it was chopped down in 2023, and it has been made into an installation which people can hug or sit around looking at words of poetry that form a canopy. It will go on display just 2 miles from where it once stood, at the SIL, National Landscape Discovery Centre in Northumberland. Parts of the fallen tree supposedly are about over 100 years old, or maybe even older. They were rescued, they were saved. And also in Birmingham, the historic Bullring Market is saved. Plans to demolish Birmingham's historic Bullring indoor market have been rejected. Birmingham City Council's planning committee anonymously turned down proposals to replace it with student accommodation, saying they wanted assurances the 900-year-old market would have a secure home in the coming years. Not so good news for New York visitors. A helicopter firm shuts down. That can't be rescued, or maybe it will reopen? Because the tour company, whose sightseeing helicopter broke apart in flight and crashed in New York, killing the pilot and a family of 5 visitors from Spain, shut down operations immediately after that. The Federal Aviation Authority also said it would launch an immediate review of New York helicopter tours' operating license and safety record. Well, the company said it was cooperating with authorities. Helicopters for sightseeing, but also for ambulances. It's an important service. So it is surprising that from an emergency service, a bag was stolen. Yes, from an ambulance on call. A man smashed the window of an ambulance and stole backpacks belonging to paramedics while they were treating a patient, the London Ambulance Service has said. The locked ambulance was parked in Harrow, northwest London, while the crew were inside a patient's home at around 5 p.m. A man is said to have thrown a missile at the window, jumping headfirst through the opening and grabbing 2 rucksacks. The service has released footage in an appeal for help in identifying the man. I don't think they parked in the wrong spot. Watch out where you park. Well, it's very important. And private parking fines are set to go on a record high. Well, private parking companies are on course to issue a record 14.5 million tickets to drivers in Britain in a year, according to the RAC. Well, it found requests to the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency, the DVLA, by car park management companies reached £7.2 million in the 6 months. Oh, no, not pounds. Well, it's £7.2 million in the 6 months to the end of September 2024, and up to 12% from the same period a year earlier. Each ticket can be up to £100, and private parking businesses have been accused of using misleading and confusing signs, aggressive debt collection, and unreasonable fees. RAC Head of Policy Simon Williams said, "We fear many are being treated unfairly by private parking companies." Even Formula One isn't safe anymore, and I mean theft, not driving. Formula One steering wheel was taken at a Grand Prix. A historic Formula One steering wheel worth more than £2,500 was stolen from a car on display at Silverstone, part of a spate of vehicle damage reported during the British Grand Prix. A total of 34 crimes were reported at the event, including the theft of the wheel from a 1990 Leighton House CG901 sports car, I suppose. Well, you need to be strong, savvy, to defend when attacked. a British teen to train at Sumo Academy. A 15-year-old boy has become only the second Briton to be accepted into a Japanese sumo academy. Nicholas Tarasenko from Hull will head to Japan after winning 3 golds in the International Baruto Cup held in Estonia in 2023 and 2024. He only took up the sport 2 years ago but developed skills in other combat sports such as judo from the age of 6. My dad had connections to a sumo wrestler who reached the second highest rank in Japan and he hosts a tournament every year, Nicholas said. I went to it and I managed to win somehow. When manpower is not enough, a crane has to do. And I don't mean a bird, I mean a crane. Drafted came in to rescue buffalo stranded on roof. Yes, you heard it right. A buffalo that climbed onto the roof of a house in central India had to be taken down with the aid of a crane. The stuck animal was discovered on top of the newly built house, and Nadal Yadav, son of the homeowner in the village of Dadar in Madhya Pradesh state, said, "We have no idea how it got up there. When we woke up at around 5:30 a.m., the buffalo was already on the roof. Everyone tried to get it down, but it wouldn't move. The family arranged for a crane to support the rescue operation, which only arrived at noon due to the remote location of the village. The rescue ended successfully when the buffalo was finally brought down safely at around 2 p.m. Higher than on a roof? What now? Stowaway snake on plane delays the flight. A flight in Australia was delayed for 2 hours after a stowaway snake was found in the aircraft's cargo. The creature was discovered as passengers boarded a Virgin Australia flight at Melbourne Airport, bound for Brisbane. Snake catcher Mark Pelly said after capturing the 60-centimetre-long green tree snake, "It wasn't until after I caught the snake that I realised that it wasn't venomous. Until that point, it looked very dangerous to me," he said. "Thankfully, I got on it the first try and captured it." An airline official said the flight was delayed for 2 hours. Well, after rooftops and stowaways on a plane, come down to earth now with your thoughts, please. Yes, think practical. Think of the future. Well, a boy of 8 years old sets up a stall to save for a house. An 8-year-old boy has set up a market stall selling jewellery and fidget toys because he wants to start early on saving towards the deposit for a house. Archie from Market Harborough in Leicestershire began selling the items a year ago and has so far made about £3,000. Yes, £3,000. And the latest figures compiled by the Office for National Statistics show that the average house price in the area is £355,000. That is where he lives. If you get to like 18 or 20 years old and you haven't started saving, it takes a while to get there, Archie said. So I wanted to start early. He buys old and new stock at car boot sales or from other traders to sell on his stall at the local council's Harborough Indoor Market in Northampton Road. So he got the right idea for whatever house he's going to buy. Have you heard that actually the Gavin and Stacey house is up for sale? Yes, fans of the TV series Gavin and Stacey have a chance to buy one of the hits sitcoms filming locations. The two-bedroom terraced house, which served as the home of Gwen's elderly next-door neighbour Doris O'Neill, played by actress Margaret John until her death in 2011, is on sale for £220,000 in Barry, Vale of Glamorgan. Well, that's a bit cheaper than the average house price where Archie lives. So, you think of moving house at all? Do you know the perilous cost of moving home? Nearly half, which is 48% of people, have had breakages to items while moving home. That is apart from all the other costs which will pile up. a survey has found. The most common number of items damaged during people's total house moves was 2, with a fifth, which is 19%, of movers saying this had happened. One in 16 people said 5 items or more had been damaged, according to comparison website Compare My Move. Nearly 2/5, which is 37%, of those who had experienced damaged items admitted they could have spent more time packaging their items properly. Well, it's either them or the removal people. So watch out when you pack. If you're not interested in your own house, but consider other options, maybe a portable building which is listed on Airbnb, forget it. A council is to investigate the owner of a portable building who listed it on Airbnb as a basic but convenient option. Hull City Council said the listing was put on the temporary accommodation website without appropriate planning permission. The building, listed at £55 a night, contains 2 studios and is sited near a college. Airbnb said it removed the listing after it was contacted in line with our policies. And a Labour councillor, Dr. Darren Hale, said to ask people to effectively live in an industrial cabin is just not acceptable. This accommodation won't get the thumbs up. No emoji for that. Well, other emojis will. Emojis are good for relationships. Yes, emojis can improve relationships, according to new research. The digital representations of emotions and ideas in text and social media messages boosts closeness and relationship satisfaction, American scientists said in a first study into their potential as a tool for fostering interpersonal connections. Well, another thumbs up for the 3 billion steps recorded at festival. Yes, Glastonbury revelers clocked up a combined 3 billion steps during the festival, according to the event's official app. Well, this needs a thumbs up for that. The step count meant that the average festival goer clocked up 114,000 steps as they traversed the 900-acre site, which equates to walking more than 50 miles or comes close to walking from London to Brighton. I mean, we all like to do our steps and count and say, well, 10,000 steps a day should be okay, but this is a massive amount of steps. So Vodafone, which runs the official Glastonbury Festival app, said data traffic usage was up by almost 25% on 2024, as fans recorded their experiences and shared photos and videos online. So they were all quite busy in walking around and taking photos and, of course, shared photos and videos. Surely the Glastow visitors were happy about the good weather and the heat wave sends fruit sales soaring. Yes, very healthy food. Tesco has reported unprecedented fruit sales and ordered extra stock as consumers seek to stay hydrated during summer heat waves. The grocer said that overall demand for fruit rose by almost 10% over the past 3 weeks, with berries, melons, pineapples and grapes achieved record volume growth. So, have light meals. Keep it light, keep it, well, with fluid inside, which means in summer, I really love berry salads. Purple berries, such as blueberries and blackberries, are packed with anthocyanins, powerful antioxidants they are, that help protect skin from UV damage and signs of early aging. The polyphenols help to reduce UV-induced DNA damage and inflammation. Plus, it's a tastier way to stay hydrated than plain water while keeping skin plump, glowing and healthy. We all want to look good, don't we? So keep the fluid intake up and give yourself a treat too. Do you like the idea of frozen cherries with dark chocolate shavings? One of my favorite post-dinner treats in summer is a small bowl of frozen cherries topped with a few shavings of 85% dark chocolate. Cherries are not only deliciously sweet, but also a natural source of melatonin, which supports sleep and, here again, anthocyanins, which are powerful anti-inflammatory compounds. The chocolate adds a hit of magnesium and rich flavor. So, and if the sound was a little bit difficult or different than the usual snippets recordings, well, this time the microphone was different. But waiting for the next heat wave and eating berries and drinking light fluid to support the fluid intake, I say my goodbye now. Wait for the next heat wave. Keep it cool. Bye-bye then. Bye-bye from Uta.